Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in for this edition of Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host for this program. Every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., we talk to important people here in the Winston-Salem and Forsyth County areas. And our guest this morning is Dee Dee Harrington. She's from Thrive Integrated Health and Personal Wellness. Good morning, Dee Dee. How are you?
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. So what's your background?
Well, my background is actually real estate. I was a real estate broker, and before that, it was hospitality. So I've been mostly in the service industry, and then I got into holistic health for personal reasons, for my own health and wellness goals.
So you needed it for yourself.
Absolutely.
What is holistic health for people who may not be familiar with it?
Well, it's getting back to your original health, the way you were before you might have been environmentally challenged with pesticides or a moldy home or maybe a bad diet. So we try to get people to get back to the way they should be naturally and without using any drugs or prescriptions. So eating right and being healthy.
What is your responsibility with the organization?
Well, I do a few things. I navigate patients for the doctor. We have a few programs. I do the health coaching and help people. We have a bioidentical hormone program for men and women. So I navigate the hormone programs and manage their well-being through that. And then also people want help with eating. So I do a lot of detox diets, just regular food management for people. We do the blood type diet, which we find out what your blood type is. And you eat for your blood type and you work out and exercise for your blood type. So that's easy and free, really. I mean, once we guide people to that, it's pretty low-hanging fruit, and they can do that on their own.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What's an example of somebody who would have to adjust for their blood type?
So we get a lot of people that are over-exercising, and they can't figure out why they can't lose weight. They come in, I'm at the gym every day, and they tell us, I'm eating healthy, and I can't lose weight. And then, for example, myself, I'm an A blood type. Well, A blood types aren't supposed to raise their cortisol levels very high in exercise. They're supposed to do more yoga, tai chi, walking, light running, maybe some biking. But if they do anything extensive, they have to recover. So people that are over-exercising and not letting themselves recover, their cortisol levels are raising and they're not recovering, and then therefore they're holding on to their weight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then if they're not eating right for their blood type, it's also causing them some inflammation that might hold the weight on as well.
This is something that is common for not just for people who are approaching your organization, but for people in general?
People in general, absolutely. The book is out there, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. It was debunked in the 90s, but now they have a lot of evidence and more backing of trials behind it. So we love it, and we see people being very successful on it, including myself.
So how do people approach you for the services that you provide? Do people call up, stop in off the street?
Actually, people do stop in off the street, and we'll make you a cup of tea and sit down and chit-chat with you if we have time. We're in a big house on Rinalda Road, so people will just come in and say, what is Thrive? What are you guys doing here? And we offer some of the therapies. We have some relaxation therapies, therapies for pain. We have an infrared sauna. So we offer these things complimentary for people to try out just to see, you know, what we're doing. Of course, we have Dr. Laurie Young, who's the MD there. And you don't have to come to Thrive to see Dr. Young. You can come and learn about your blood type diet. I have the little kits. If you don't know what your blood type is, I can find out what your blood type is, and we can get you on your way, and very inexpensive. That's $30 to come see me, and I'll blood type you and give you a food list of what you should be eating and how you should exercise.
Well, tell me more about the team there at it's Thrive Integrated Health and Personal Wellness.
Right.
And how long have you been there?
Well, been at on the Rinalda Road house for about 4 years. Dr. Young had her own space on 4th Street where she was doing a lot of acupuncture at the time there. So I would say all in all, her private practice has been around 5 years. And then before that, she was in before she got into integrated medicine and acupuncture, more the holistic side of things, root cause, she was in the traditional medicine world.
So as I mentioned, you tell me more about the team there.
So our team has – we have two nurses, and one of the nurses is a patient navigator that helps me. She navigates – I navigate all the people that I'm health coaching for lifestyle changes such as food and exercise. And I also navigate the hormone patients, those female and male hormone programs that we have. And then the nurse would navigate the other patients, people that are maybe coming in for cancer treatment, for IV therapies. They may have some toxic problems, fibromyalgia. They come in for all different things. And usually they think they know what's wrong with them, but Dr. Young will find out. It's actually something very, very different.
Well, tell me a little bit about the typical patient who comes in. Is this somebody who is going through a current treatment or somebody who has not found a proper treatment?
Well, both. A lot of times they've been through so many doctors in the system and they're so frustrated that they're not getting well that Dr. Young sits down. You know, the context is really king here. I mean, we've got Dr. Young sits down and spends 90 minutes to 2 hours on a first visit and really getting their whole story. So the story is key for who you are in order to do personalized precision medicine, you have to have the whole story from birth to present moment. So that's what she does for every patient that comes in that perspective when they come in to just be a patient. So she will get the timeline, a story, excuse me, and she will give them their space to go over everything, whether it's trauma, a moldy home growing up, working on a farm, because, you know, we never know how people can take – you and I may be able to detox these poisons that are out there, but lots of people cannot detox and get rid of these things that come in the environment, and that's usually what it is.
And so it's unique to each individual person.
It is totally unique.
Well, if you've just tuned in, my guest this morning is Dee Dee Harrington. She is from Thrive Integrated Health and Personalized Wellness. We'll be back in a few moments to speak more with Dee Dee, and we'll find out more about that. Make sure you stick around. This is Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly right here on WSNC.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we'll have Los Lobos. That plus our feature host Barbara Ching continues her series exploring the relationship between the blues and country music. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Saturday at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
During the 1950s, you couldn't hear rhythm and blues on the jukebox in the front. To hear all that down and dirty black roots of rock and roll, you had to go to the juke in the back. I'm your host, Matt the Cat, and for an hour each week, we'll go back in time to the soul that came before rock and roll. Post-World War II rhythm and blues that led to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s.
Sunday at 3 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Triad and Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. talking to important people here in Winston-Salem and in the Triad area. And my guest this morning is Dee Dee Harrington. She's from Thrive Integrated Health and Personalized Wellness. Dee Dee, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
And we were talking off the air a little bit about the rest of the team that you have there at Thrive. Tell us more about that.
So we do have a massage therapist, and we also have an esthetician. So upstairs, you can go, and it's quiet up there, and you can get a neuromuscular massage. We have the esthetician is using a product out of Colorado called Osmosis, and it's very in line with integrative health, holistic. It's a holistic line. It's all natural.
What is an esthetician?
She does facials and care, helps people do home care, teaches them what to do at home for facial moisturizing, so on. And then you can go to her to have – she actually does eyelashes too. So if you want some longer eyelashes, she can help you with that. And just – a really great product. It's an MD dermatologist out of Colorado Dr. Young researched it and thought this is in line with who we are, and we feel really good about the product.
So, have the different members of the team been brought in individually for their specific what they can add?
Absolutely.
To the holistic approach?
Yes, we want everything to be aligned, so everybody there has a holistic approach. The massage therapist, the esthetician, the nurses, everyone.
So does Dr. Young coordinate all of this?
I think it just kind of organically happened.
Okay.
I walked in the door and said, I love what you do and what you're doing here. And I got my health coaching certification. I said, is there anything I can do to help this establishment? She said, so we hit it off right away, and I've been with her almost 3 years now. And love the partnership. We brainstorm together. We look forward to this future of growing and having more people. But we, like I said, we don't put advertisements out there. It's kind of like people just fall in, and we're like, hey, you fit here. Come on in. Try it.
Well, I'm going to take advantage of having you here in the studio for let's do some health coaching on the radio. What are some common things? What are the most common approaches that you find yourself having to tell most of the people that come in?
Well, like I said before, the working out properly for your body. Sometimes you don't need to overdo it. And I think most people don't realize that weight loss is 80% diet, 20% exercise. And it's really true for everybody. So you can really over-exercise, and if you don't have the proper diet for you, you're just not going to get anywhere. So I see that. That's the most common thing I see, is people are not more focused on the food and what they should be eating food-wise, or they think they're eating healthy, but it's not the right food for them. So what's right for somebody else is not necessarily right for you.
What do people typically think is healthy for them?
Smoothies. This is the big thing. Everybody thinks the smoothie is just the magical. It's on Instagram and Facebook and, the bowls with all the granola and the fruit. But really, it's just a lot of sugar. And maybe your body doesn't want all of that fruit and all of that in the morning. Maybe it just wants some protein. Just to get you started.
Is it typical for people to just get too much sugar?
Yes, absolutely. Sugar is a big issue. And carbohydrates, but not the right carbohydrates. So the simple sugars, the starchy, even bananas are really starchy.
Mm-hmm.
They stick a whole banana in a smoothie. They stick tons of fruit in there, and they stick some kale in there, and they think, I'm good to go. But it could be up to 500-600 calories just in that smoothie, and it's mostly sugar.
So it boils down to calories in, calories out.
And sugar, and it's not going to hold you. Mm. Protein will hold you. You can have less than 500 calories of protein, and it should hold you. or a complex carbohydrate, but it depends on your blood type. So you have to see, I usually see what your blood type is, what's your morning, what do you do? Are you going to work out in the morning, or are you going to just go to work and sit in front of the computer? So all these things take into account of, you know, how we're going to set your meal plan.
It was very interesting stuff. You got my brain going and thinking about my own personal situation, which I don't want to go into too many details about. but interesting stuff about how much difference it can make for each individual, what you decide to eat for breakfast, mm-hmm. and all of that.
And it's very inexpensive to get that information. You know, you could get that book on your own, the Eat Right for Your Blood Type. Find out if you know your blood type. Study the book, study your blood type, and see what happens. The food's not going anywhere. It's going to be there when you get back. It's you're not going to hurt its feelings by breaking up with it for a little while. It'll always take you back.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you get people who are over-exercising. Is this something normally a situation of people who've been over-exercising for years, or people who are just trying to make a lifestyle change and they assume that that's what they need to do?
Both. But usually it's people that have been doing that for years.
Really?
And they have such adrenal fatigue, and they just – lots of people just don't know what it feels like to be optimal. They haven't been optimal for so long that they're just kind of going along with their adrenal fatigue and not feeling their best.
What is adrenal fatigue?
Your adrenals get overworked when you exercise. So the cortisol and the adrenal levels rise. And that's okay because you're working out. But if you don't let them recover, then this is too much for the body. And then so it's basically it goes into shock and you get inflammation. So I think people really are bought into this CrossFit and biking, and it's all good if it's right for you. And it's all good if you do it a certain way. Like I should do more yoga than ride the bike, but I got one of those Peloton bikes. I'm addicted to biking, but I know for me, I can't do it every day like all my fellow Pelotoners. I have to do it every, like, 3 times a week. And so as long as I do that only 3 times a week, give my body time to recover in between, do some yoga, I'm good. But I tried it. I tested it out, and I crashed hard. So, yeah.
So it's all about finding the balance for your particular needs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you've just tuned in, this is Try It and Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly. We talk to important people in the Winston-Salem and Triad areas on a weekly basis. And my guest this morning is Dee Dee Harrington. She's from Thrive Integrated Health and Personalized Wellness. We'll be back in just a few moments. Make sure that you stick around right here on WSNC.
Hi, I'm Mr. B. Join me for Classic Golden Oldies this Sunday, 4 to 7 p.m. on WSNC.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Hi, this is Joe Dredd, radio personality at WSNC 90.5 FM. Join me Sunday nights at 7 p.m. for The Vibe, a 2-hour program of roots reggae, ska, rock steady, and rockers reggae. You will hear this and that's and information about the groups and musicians that make this music, as well as conversations with reggae musicians from the Triad and beyond. Don't miss The Vibe. That's Sunday nights, 7 p.m. right here on WSNC 90.5 FM.
What does it mean to teach the truth about America's past?
It's often said that slavery was America's original sin. I actually say, no, slavery is America's origin. That's the beginning. That's the foundation.
Teaching Hard History. I'm Sarah McConnell. Join me for With Good Reason.
Thursday at 7 on 90.5 WSNC. You're listening to Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. Good Friday morning to you. It's about 10 till 8. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. and talk to important people here in the Triad and in Winston-Salem. Our important person here in the Winston-Salem area this morning is Dee Dee Harrington. She's from Thrive Integrated Health and Personalized Wellness on Rinalda Road in Winston-Salem. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Walk us through a person's first visit to Thrive. What happens?
So we kind of put you through an interview, a focus visit, and we really want to make sure that we are getting to the root cause of what you're, why you called us. So we want to make sure that, you know, sometimes people, sometimes they think they know what's wrong with them, but they don't. So we have to take the time to say, you know, okay, you're in pain, you don't feel your best. And then we figure, okay, maybe you just need some, you know, health coaching. You need some diet change, lifestyle change. Or maybe you're really sick and maybe you need to see Dr. Young. And so we try to guide you into different directions so it's not always to go see the doctor. Maybe just come in, do some saunas. We really believe in detoxing so that we need – the body needs to detox weekly, not just a few times a year. So you got to get the body at rest from sugars and alcohol and the junk food. And the infrared sauna is something that we provide for people to come and use, which is different than a regular sauna. A regular sauna is heat, steamy. This is an infrared sauna because the skin is our largest organ. It's basically an infrared sauna is pulling from the inside out. So we're really detoxing people when we put them in the sauna. So we want you to be on a clean diet, an elimination diet. We eliminate the alcohol, sugars, dairy. And so that may be all you need. Or maybe you need to come see Dr. Young and sit down and have that 90-minute consultation where she really probes in and sees – really what's going on. And then, of course, lab work. You've got to that's where the precision comes in. You know, talk with people for 90 minutes. Then she knows this is what I need to get all of my information. And she does extensive lab work sometimes. So people have blood work done and they have some take-home kits that they might have to do to test for heavy metals, for mold, to see how they're – we do genetics. She's – very, very up on the methylation cycle and the genetics, how they work. So maybe someone has done the right things, but they're genetically, they've got some things that are not, because of what their mom and dad gave them, they're not fully functioning in these areas. So she can see where they're lacking and she can give them some support. It's not about fixing it or curing it, because you can't. That's what you have. That's what you're born with. But we can support that, some weak genetic areas. So that's a really unique piece that we have as well. So there are lots of – we really – I guess the walking through the process of Thrive is we get to know you. And that's the most important thing to us, to get to really know you. And then we can say, hey, this is how – we can help you.
What kind of how do people contact you? What do you have?
Well, we haven't done a lot of advertisements, so I'm really proud to say that we've got a lot of word of mouth. So, I mean, you have to really dig to find our website. We have no marketing at the moment, which is going to change. We have someone working on our new website. We have a website, but we're thriveforhealth.com. But we're working on the marketing. But right now, we're very busy, just word of mouth.
So people can just stop by, keep an eye out. You're on what area of Rinalda Road are you?
We
on?
Are between Polo and Wake. And actually, tomorrow we're having an open house from 11 to 4. So there's a new store that's opened right next to us that's connected to our house, and she vibes up, and she's doing a grand opening. So we're doing an open house from 11 to 4, and we're offering a lot of freebies. And
what sort of freebies?
So free saunas, free some of the therapies for pain and for relaxation. We're offering those. They're like 20-minute sessions. And we'll do your blood type. We're doing a raffle for a blood type half an hour consultation where I would if you don't know your blood type, I would do that for you, find that out, just a prick of your finger. So it takes about 5 minutes. And then I could sit down with you and go over your blood type, the best food and exercise for you. So that I'm raffling for a few of those. So that's worth 30 minutes and a $30 blood typing. So that's worth $60.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been tuned into Try It and Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. We're going to wrap things up here in just a moment. My guest has been Dee Dee Harrington. She's from Thrive Integrated Health and Personalized Wellness on Rinalda Road here in Winston-Salem. Anything else you want to make sure that we cover before we take off?
Well, I do want to emphasize to come tomorrow from 11 to 4, but I also emphasize to come by anytime and just pop in or call us, and you can – We always offer the infrared sauna and the therapies, some of the therapies for complimentary. So please, please call us and just come say hi and try out some of our unique therapies.
Well, Dee Dee Harrington, thank you very much for coming in to Try It and Focus.
Thank you.
And I'm Ben Donnelly. Of course, this Try It and Focus comes on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we talk to important people in the Winston-Salem area. If you'd like to find out more, go to our website, wsncradio.org, and search for Try It and Focus. And if you'd like to be a guest or you think of an idea that you'd like to have covered on the program, we'd love to hear from you. Make sure you stick around. We've got Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman's coming up at 8 o'clock, and we've got more of the best in all kinds of music all throughout your day right here on WSNC. Thank you for listening. FM WSNC Winston-Salem.
from Pacifica. This is Democracy Now!
When you think about this room, you think about it empty. You think about her in here with two FBI agents, her back against the wall. To me, it felt very intimidating. It would have been almost like a jail cell.
Former U.S. intelligence contractor Reality Lee Winner appeared in court this week in an orange jumpsuit and shackles, 9 months after she was arrested and charged with violating the Espionage Act. The government claims she leaked a top secret document about Russian interference in the 2016 election to The Intercept. We'll speak with Reality's mother, Billie Winner Davis.